Well, good afternoon to all of you, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we start, I'd like to bow for a word of prayer and entrust this afternoon into the hands of our Lord and Savior. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we pause before you once again, we come because we're needy, and Father, as we stand behind this pulpit, Lord, and give your word to the listeners in this congregation here today, we pray, Father, for the anointing of your Spirit. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will make your word alive. You add the fire to your word, Lord, that it can reach the very depths of each heart, and even my own. Father, we're all on this life's journey. We're all called to follow you. And Father, as we are here, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will that we will see this picture of what you've called us to do. What has been shared already, I pray, Father, that you will allow it to come and fall upon ground that can bring forth fruit for your glory and honor. And Father, I pray again, use me as a mouthpiece to bring forth your word. I'm a vessel in your hands, like we already sang, channels only. We're all here because we're channels for you to use, to do one thing, and that your name can be glorified through our lives. And we pray for this afternoon. I entrust this into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not sure if I'll say something that you've never heard before. There's a saying that whatever we've heard in the past. But sometimes it's when we hear it and at what time of life we hear it that it is for me. This afternoon, I would like to share my theme of preaching has been the Christian life. The older I get, the more serious I see it. It is not something that you just take flippantly and you direct your life by the way you choose. So my heart is this. What I want to share with you is to point us to Jesus Christ. Because I'm going to use my own life, maybe a little life experiences, whatever, just in snapshots, to show you or tell you what I want to say to you this afternoon. Sorry, I mix up mornings, afternoon. I used to preach in the afternoon, but that is all fine. So my title of the message this afternoon is When God Changes Your Direction. We're all on a journey. We all have destinations in mind. Sometimes we choose our own direction. And sometimes God decides to step in between. And if we allow God to do this, we will then in return fall into His plan. And if we don't, we will have a lot of hiccups in life to work through. So I'll start off with these verses in Isaiah. I'll read a little bit here. And then I want to work on a platform of what I want to share with you this afternoon. Sometimes the straightest line between A and B is not the route God chooses for us. His ways and thoughts truly are higher than ours. Let's remember this. His ways and thoughts are way higher than ours. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, there's some of my favorite verses, and a lot of my scripture I'm going to quote to you today is from the Old Testament. Because some of these verses have been very dear to me, they've helped me alone in my Christian walk. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Remember, look at what these verses said. Regardless how confident I am in the ways I have chosen, the direction I'm going, God is still saying the same to you and I. My ways are higher than yours. My thoughts are higher than yours. And God repeats himself in a very unique way in these two verses. At times we chart the course and set off toward the destination, only to see God unexpectedly change our direction. How many sitting in this room, if I would ask for a raise of hands, could say, I've been there? I'm going to say this. There's not many here now. But most of the time, there's a few people in here, back sitting here, Where you are at, I have been. Life is a journey. So what I'm going to share, I'm going to point back to some of those things this afternoon with you. There's one here that Jonathan, he could probably, Abigail, some of the older ones, there are not many here today, but most of them would understand what I'm trying to say to you this afternoon. We say something, and we have been there. We can share these things we're going to share with you to make us aware when God just changed your direction, the direction you're going now. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. At these times, life can be more than a little disorienting. And that is true. You might be sitting here today very confident the direction you're going. When you go in a certain direction, you also have a destination in mind. You might be totally clear. And it might be planned. It's not nothing wrong what you're doing. But what if God comes and changes that direction? What then? I want to give us a platform with 3 points and then keep going with the message. Number one, God has not changed. That's the first thing we have to understand. When God does come and He changes our direction, He has not changed. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Malachi recorded God's words, "I am the Lord, I change not." Malachi 3:8. A.B. Simpson had it right when he wrote, "All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name." So when God comes and He changes your direction, let's remember this. He has every right to do so. I'll get into it as I'm going. The Lord Jesus said He would be the same yesterday and today and forever. We read this in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Go back to what you know for sure and who you know for sure. He is always good. He is always faithful. He is always right. He will finish, always finish, what He started. You might ask yourself the question, how is that possible? Let's remember, God doesn't change. If God does not finish what He started in you, it's not because God has changed. The thing is, you have changed, not God. The destination has not changed. There's one destination we have to come to grips with that everybody has the same. The destination that God has for each one of us is eternity with Him. That destination will never change because it is what God wants for each one. Wait a minute. If the direction changes, doesn't the destination change? Depends on which destination you are talking about. We have goals in mind and objectives that very often were not set by God. Some here today might be facing exactly this quote. Some have made objectives that are not planned by God. Those objectives that you are looking forward, you set a destination in mind, you're chartering the course of the direction you're going. If God comes in and He changes it, because He has something better in store than what you're saying. Remember what He says, "My thoughts are higher than yours. My ways are higher than yours." God always has the best in mind for each one of us. And God will do whatever it takes to direct the chart of our course in the direction He wants us to go. The goal of the Christian life is the knowledge and glory of God. That is ultimately what God wants, the knowledge and glory of God for each one. The destination, and that destination has not changed. That will never change. God is changing you. When the Lord takes us on a divinely ordained detour, there's always a purpose. Some excess baggage to remove. Because God sees 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 100 million years in the future. You and I see only the present. Let's remember that. So when God is directing us, let's look at this. There could be some excess baggage that God wants to take from you. And that's why God is going to take you down a detour route in the different direction that you want to go, because of what he has to pick up and take removed from you. Some precious truth to pick up. When God redirects that direction, he wants you to pick up some truth that you're not aware of. Or perhaps just a private meeting with him somewhere off the beaten path. God wants to spend time alone with you as he redirects your destination route. It is why Abraham didn't always take the simplest route. Why Moses had to go to the backside of the desert. Why the children of Israel went in circles for 40 years. Why David had to run in a cave, and God's prophets were often on the move. When God changes our direction, he is very often trying to change us. And yes, I can say I've been there. I had to say, as I was going through this morning, I had to think of something that I was so confident in. It all came to no avail. Just this year, even today, today, God is still doing this in each one of our lives. Because God has something better in store. So when you're facing this, and when God has come in and is trying to change your direction, I will say this from my perspective. Allow him to do it. You'll have a lot less hiccups and things to work through as God is charting your direction for your life. Some of the things you have in mind, the direction you're going with the destination might not all be wrong. They might not be. But what if God has something better that he wants to teach you? So stop wondering about God's choice and worrying about your future. The Lord already has it planned out. You just keep following and stay on the lookout for his messages to you. He is in charge of this journey of your lives. And he has every right to direct every turn of the road. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I love this verse. This verse has been very precious to me in my own life. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What God is saying in this verse is this. I have it all planned out, the direction I want you to go. All the destinations in your life, I have mapped them out for you. With peace, and that you have an expected end, a perfect end, as you reach those destinations. And how is it possible? Where does God make those things clear for us? God knows all the details. He's a God of details. But how do we find these details and follow the particular path God desires for us? Yes, it is not always easy. This is where many Christians get confused. And I had to think this morning, how many, if God would only, over and over, make it clear, show, direct, God always does. How are we looking for it? How are we looking to get those questions answered? Some believers assume that if God had a detailed plan for our lives, then he will reveal it to them like a roadmap, highlighted with all the right turns to make. Wouldn't that be great? We'd never be off the path. We'd never go a wrong direction. But let me help you understand something. Even the GPS we have in our vehicles takes us down beaten roads that we're not aware of. I read of an article as I was studying this message. This man, they were on a trip and they were just punching in to go home. And the GPS directed them 3 hours out of their routine road to get home. Roads they were not familiar with. But they followed GPS 3 hours. later they reached their destination. God does not do that. God's GPS is His Word. It always directs. It will never lead you a wrong way. Well, God does have a plan for our lives, but He does not reveal it to us as a highlighted map. In fact, He may not reveal much or any of it ahead of schedule. You and I want to know today. You and I are not ready for the plan that God has for today. Let's remember, God's timing is never late, regardless what the direction is you're going, the destination you're pursuing. God has a schedule. It will not change. God's word doesn't change. I had to think this morning as I was looking at this too. We can have excuses. We can be stormed in. Oh, I had to get my driveway shoveled out to go get to church. I'm late. Regardless of the storm, regardless what it is, God's schedule doesn't change. He is always on time. And so it will be with the direction of your life. Our responsibility is to obey Him in all we do and use the means of making decisions that God has shown us in His Word. Then we can be sure that whatever unfolds is God's particular plan for our lives. And that is what He wants, pointing us to Him, drawing us to Him, and He will guide us in all ways. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. These verses have been a tremendous blessing in my own life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. These verses have helped me tremendously when I've come to crossroads in decision and direction. And God knew beforehand, and God knows beforehand for you too. What God is saying here in this verse, don't trust your own understanding. Lean on Me. I will acknowledge and direct your path. You're walking on the path, life journey. I will direct it for you. Don't lean on your own understanding as you walk it, as you get direction. Trust Me, because I will direct you. I think that in some familiar words, God is causing us to be wary of prideful human reactions to complex life situations. We need to humble ourselves and realize that we will benefit from God's help in all our decisions. You see, we tend to go to God only after we've stubbornly gone our own way and failed. When you and I are exhausted of trying to figure out the whys in life, we come to God. This is not God's heart. God wants us to avoid all this. This is why He says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't trust your own understanding. We get exhausted from trusting our own understanding. He's pointing us to Him. That's what He's doing. This almost always causes problems because human perspective is limited, which means we need God's input in the decision-making procession of everyday life. We need to acknowledge Him in all our ways. All pride is gone from that. All self-sufficiency is gone from that. The reason we do this, we think we can figure it out ourselves. So we do. We go down this beaten path without God until we run into a roadblock. And God patiently waits. I said, I will direct you. I said, I'll make your path clear. Trust Me. God will repeat over and over. He repeats Himself with these passages and these verses. In other words, where you end up in life, what kind of person you become, what kind of things you end up doing in life, how satisfied and fulfilled you are, how joyful you are being determined right now by decisions you make day after day. That is true. And the decisions you make day after day are being guided by someone or something, whether that's your friends, your feelings, your cravings, your parents, the Bible, or whatever else it may be? Do your daily decisions reflect godly living? What a question mark. It makes us all think. It makes me think. How many have listened to friends and end up going a wrong direction? How many have listened and followed their feelings? How many have gone a different course because of what they were influenced with? I've been there in all of them, and it doesn't work. How many of you have done it and look back and regret that they did it? I know I have, and it's regret. That's why I'm sharing those things with you. God is not concerned about what you ought to be, but who you ought to be. That's a great difference. In this life, you might be sitting here and charting your own course. That in the direction I've set my course on, that I will become what I want to be. You could be sitting in this room and my degree is a PhD engineer. My degree of a different trade. My degree of flying an airplane. My degree of being a doctor. My degree of being an accountant. All these things might be going through your minds. And you might be chartering that course. You might be going in that direction. That's what you ought to be. That's what you want to be. This is not what God, that's not how God looks at. God looks as who He wants you to be, not what you ought to be. There's a difference. And God then will look at your direction. God will then change it if He needs to. Not that these things are all wrong, but let's remember, God's plan for you is higher than what you could possibly obtain in your mind. God's direction is higher than you could possibly think of. So God will redirect your path from all those things. Not that these things are wrong, what I said. They are not wrong. God's primary desire for you is not that you go down road A, B, or C, or be a missionary, an evangelist, or a physician. Nothing wrong with these things. But God is saying, God's will for you is that you be like Christ. That is what He wants. The ultimate goal for you in life is to be like Christ. And that you surrender your whole being completely to Him. And allow the Holy Spirit of the living God to fill you and direct you every day. That is the ultimate goal that God has for you. That's the direction He wants you to go. That's the end of decision and His destination in mind for you. Is that we become like Christ. And if the things that I said before will hinder you and I, God will redirect your path to go back to what He wants you to be like. Not that He might not open a door for you later on down the road. No, that's not what I'm saying. He might not take it away from you and close it for good. No, that's not what I'm saying. But if it hinders you to become what God wants you to be, God will change the direction of your journey. He wants to teach you something. An illustration that I want to read to you to bring it, draws another picture. During a momentous battle, a Japanese general decided to attack even though his army was greatly outnumbered. His destination was an enemy's base camp to the north of his position. He was confident they would win. But his men were filled with doubt. He set his direction north. What was north? Enemy base camp. He set his direction. On the way to battle, they stopped at a religious shrine. After praying with the men, the general took out a coin and said, "I shall now toss this coin. If it is heads, we shall win. If tails, we shall lose. destiny will now reveal itself. He threw the coin in the air, and all watched intensely as it landed. It was heads. The soldiers were so overjoyed and filled with confidence that they vigorously attacked the enemy and were victorious. After the battle, a lieutenant remarked to the general, "No one can change destiny." At that point, the general showed him the coin. Both sides were heads. You can't lose. The direction is set. We're going north, and that's our destination. You can't lose. I found it a bit deceiving from the lieutenant, but he convinced. But do you get what I'm saying to you this morning? God has that in store for each one of us. I've walked directions. I've had destinations in mind. You know, did I understand them right away when God threw a wrench into my gears? No, I didn't. And you know something? I look at it, and you know how we do it. We go on our bicycle, and we keep going. When the chain falls off, we put it back on, we keep going. And as I was thinking this whole thing through, I looked at it, you know, God will only allow it so often to be put on. He's going to start removing the spokes from the sprocket that drives the chain. One at a time, he'll take off. And eventually your chain will just spin on that sprocket that has no spokes to grab the chain. That's what God is doing. Don't come to that place. If it falls off too many times, consider why. If God throws a wrench into your gears in the direction you're going, consider why. Don't keep pressing. It's only going to get harder. The general's direction determined his destination. His destination determined his direction. They were in concrete. Your direction determines your destination. What is your direction? Your life's direction right now, today. That direction determines your destination. And you know, all of you sitting here are going a direction. And then in that direction, there's a destination you want to reach. When you get there, will it be what you want it to be? His life is a journey. It's not always smooth. Sometimes it's pretty rough. Sometimes it's pretty bumpy. So the direction you're going, is it where you want to go? God's interruption. Your destination in life is determined by your decision, and your decisions by the impacted by the quality of the voices you listen to. I found that very interesting. We all in life listen to voices, which is just a term of figure of speech, people talking. And sometimes some of the things that are being said are attached like leeches to us. And sometimes the voices we hear, the words, the things we say, have an impact on our life. And it directs us, sometimes in directions we actually don't want to go and regret that we even heard it. I've been there. Which means that if you want to end up in the right place, becoming the right kind of person, you better make sure you're listening to the right voices. Voices have an incredible impact, an incredible power on your life. And they can. If you have an influential friend, discern what they're trying to tell you. What direction they want you to go. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it wise? Is it unwise? Is it the direction God wants you to go? These voices, if you go down life, will haunt you in the future. I wish I wouldn't have listened. You can avoid by having discerned, becoming the right kind of person, searching the right kind of friend, the right influence you're around with, you better make sure to listen to the right voices. It will save you a lot. God's interruption means he wants to speak new truth to us, to lead us in a new direction, to infuse new purpose and meaning into our very lives. God guides you and me the same way. And you know, that is very true. When God interrupts, he is not being rude. He has a different purpose. He has a different plan. God wants to speak new truth into you, lead you in a new direction outside of what your pre-planned direction might be, to infuse new purpose for your life into you, and meaning into our very lives. That is the heart of God for each one of us. And God will do that. Every now and then he'll interrupt what you've fully planned out and laid out what you're going to go after. If that happens, don't argue with God. It never works. He always wins. It never works. You might think for a time you will. I'll keep going here with this part. God guides you and me in the same way he opens doors and he closes them. And make sure you get this. A closed door is guidance. A negative guidance. But guidance all the same. Who's familiar with a closed door? As I was thinking about this morning. What can I get out of this part? And I had to think of young people. I had to think of my own children. When parents say no to their children, even their teenagers, 16, 17, 18-year-old, and they say no because they ask to go, I'll just use some of these things, with your friends. Parents say no. They want to go a different direction, with different purposes, or for different events. The parents say no. The children keep coming and asking the parents, can I go over here, be a part of this, be a part of that? Can I go along with these people to go for this? And the parents say no. What happens to the teenagers? They get frustrated, right? They ask the parents, why are you always so strict? Why do you always say no? Why don't you let us do something? Remember what I said in the beginning? Where you are now, I have been. There's parents sitting in the back. They've been where you are now. Parents say no because they know where they have been. They know what happens. They know when to say no. They know when to say yes. Lately, I've heard of one incident that happened. The children were growing up, and the parents were always direct, and they stopped them from doing a lot of things and saying no to them in the direction they wanted to go. But the last year or so, it has actually dawned upon those children, oh, now I understand why mom and dad always said no. When your parents are going to say no to you today or tomorrow, let's remember, you might not understand right away. You might not understand why are they always saying no. Sometimes it takes a while. When you get a year or two later, you look back. Oh, now it makes sense. When God closes doors, God closed doors in my own life too. And just honestly, there was one maybe a few weeks ago. I was so confident this is going to work out fine. I knew the situation. I knew this. I knew that. I waited. I don't know how many months. Just the last, 2-3 weeks, I realized that door of opportunity was closed. And it's done. Did I struggle? Struggled for a few days. And I had to come to grips with this. God, you foreknew before that. I had total rest. Because why? When God is doing this, he has a better opportunity that is going to open a door for you. And in the past, I've shared this because God has made it so clear for me. When God closes the door and he opens another one, God takes the door with him. There's no more doorway. you walk right through it. Because it takes the door off the hinges. That's how God opens a door. That's how he's done it in my past. When God closes it, sometimes he closes it very hard. Well, that can be a bit painful. Sometimes he closes it slowly. He makes you uncomfortable. But when he decides to open it, he takes it off the hinges. You can't close it anymore. That's what God does when he closes the door for you. Don't be upset when your parents say no in the direction you want to go. Whatever it may be, I could get very practical with this message, but it is not my heart today. And everything that I would like to say and share with you, and I go to every practical item and I'd like to go through and point out those things. But when your parents do say this, let's remember, they've walked before you. They're only saying no because they're trying to help you by going, not going through what they went through. That's all they're doing. So think about it that way. They're here to actually save you from what they went through. To make it easier for you in the direction you're going. That is what their parents are trying to do. It's a form of guidance that keeps us from going where we are not called, so that in God's time we might come to where God is calling. And that's what it is. That's the ultimate goal for God. He closes doors in time. He reveals. He makes it very clear. When God closes the door, it's easy to become frustrated and disheartened. Done that, been there, and I'm sure every one of you young people who've had a closed door in your life could say the same thing. Frustrating. It is. But look at the bright side. God is trying to teach you something because he has something better in store for you than what you are trying to say here, what you're the direction you're trying to go. So instead of being frustrated or disheartened, okay, God, what am I not seeing? What are you trying to show me that you're closing this door? This has become my philosophy. And every time God does that to me, I say, okay, God, I realize what's happening here. What do you want me to see? What are you trying to show me in this? And you know, God brings peace. He might not give you an answer. But if you are willing to lay this thing down, when that happens in the direction of your life, God will give you peace. Don't argue with God. You will never win. Allow him to do exactly what he wants to do because it's the full right. Because he has a better plan for you than you could ever map out with the best direction. I don't even know if I have a word for this in my own vocabulary. To plan out your own direction. For your life, regardless who you'd get, what you'd get, you couldn't match an outsmarting God. So instead of debating with God, when God does that to you, let God direct your very path. The other thing what happens when this happens is this. Maybe we just made a mistake. Maybe we need to try harder. But we must remember that when our Heavenly Father closes doors, he merely has his sights on something better. Something around the bend we can't see yet. And yes, that is what it is. You won't understand right away. But around that corner, in the path you're walking, he'll open it, make it clear for you, and you'll see brightly. I can use this whole message and just copy a lot from Pilgrim's Progress. I've read those books to my 6-7-year-old in circles. Every time I read them, I learned something from my own life. And this is where Christian was many times in Christiana. When all seemed dark on that journey, God brought something new into their lives to brighten up their pathway. God is the same for you and I today. Put your life into that book, into whatever you want to call it, and walk exactly like they did because we're exactly in the same shoes. The journey is the same. We're facing a lot of the same conflicts. But let God direct us. A.W. Tozer said this. The man or woman who is wholly and joyously surrendered by Christ to Christ can't make a wrong choice. Any choice will be the right choice. You might say here, sit here, how is it possible? Let's remember, joyously surrendered. That is the theme. That is the difference. Joy is surrendered. And I had to think when I went through this morning, Jesus Christ, joy is surrendered to his Heavenly Father. Every direction he went was a positive direction. That's the picture I kept getting, studying for this message, pointing back to Jesus Christ. Like Jesus Christ surrendered to his Heavenly Father to get the direction from his Heavenly Father, not his own, but his Heavenly Father's direction to be lived out in his life. Over and over, we see that in studying this message. And that's why my heart is to point us to that Jesus Christ, because this is where we need to go. The key to going in the right direction in your life, to making the right decisions on the right path now, is to seek wisdom from the right source and to actually submit to it. In James, the Bible says, any man who lacks wisdom, ask. God will give us wisdom. If we're sitting here today, we're struggling with wisdom and direction we're supposed to go, the decisions we need to make, God said, ask. I will give you wisdom if you lack. And honestly, it's been a tremendous help in my own life. Over and over, I've had to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I absolutely have no wisdom for this. I can't handle this. I need you to help me. God gives direction. God gives wisdom. And he gives you peace to go that direction and the route you. It always works because God's word does not. God's word is truth. If we follow through wholeheartedly, realize we need to surrender, he will do it. He will give us the wisdom we need. The voices you listen to impact your decisions. Your decision determines your destination. The only source of wisdom that is worth going to is God himself. Why? Because God's voice is the wisest voice of all. God's word will not fail you. It will always stand true. He created the world. He created you. He knows all about your life, your past, your future, and your needs. He will direct you and guide you in the direction he wants you to go. Will not always be easy. It might not always be the direction you would have chosen. I could see, I understand. Let's remember, back to those first verses. My ways are higher than yours. My thoughts are higher than yours. Put that reference into your mind in everything I'm saying here. The direction you and I sometimes want are very low compared to the one that God has in store for you. And if God takes you there and he closes that way of direction, understand it. Something way better for you. A better destination for you. And God will do it over and over. He knows more than you do about what's best for you. When you go to God seeking wisdom, he always says yes. That is true. God has never denied anybody. But there's one condition to receiving the wisdom that comes from God. You must submit to him fully with everything, and it will always turn out right. That is a great stand. That is something, that's a great calling. It's a high calling with everything. Not withholding some. I can work with this. No. If we want that wisdom that God has, with everything, we need to come. God will give us that wisdom. Wherever you're at, understand this. You're submitting to someone or something as the guiding wisdom of your life. Did you hear me? You're submitting to someone or something as the guiding wisdom of your life today. You're making decisions based on that input. And your decisions today and the day after day are determining your destination, who you are becoming and where you are going in life. Direction doesn't begin with a search of direction. Direction begins with submission. If we submit, God will direct. I believe it. It is true. The direction I'm talking about is the direction God wants to give us. You and I might have different directions, but the ultimate direction is where God wants us to lead it to his destination. Got a story here that I'd like to read to give us another point. One of the most famous Bible teachers of the last century, or even two centuries ago now, F.B. Meyer, espoused this belief as well. He was on the deck of the Dublin Holyhead boat returning home, and he wondered how the crew knew when and how to safely steer the dock. It was a very stormy night. And as he stood on the deck, with the visibility low, he from the bridge peered through a window and asked the captain, "How do you know when to turn this ship into the narrow harbor?" The captain replied, "Well, sir, that's an art." But he went on to explain. He said, "Do you see those three red lights on the shore? When they're all in a straight line, they all converge together. I go right in." Later, F.B. Meyer said in one of his writings, "When we want to know God's will, there are three things which occur, will always occur. Number one, the inward impulse. Number two, the word of God. Number three, the trend of circumstances. Never act until those three agree." Did you get it? When those three converge in your life, it's time to go in. What's the inward impulse? I look at it, and I think it is very true. I have a gut feeling. Every time in my life, when I had something that I had to really work to think through, or it's just something that came up, you get this gut feeling of the circumstance that something is not right. That's what he's saying here to us. Number one, the inward impulse. I believe it's something that God does. God gives it to us. He gives us that inner feeling. And then he said, number two, the word of God. Number three, the trend of circumstance. Look at the circumstances. Evaluate the circumstances. Don't override your gut feelings, because most times they're right. I had one just the last few weeks again. Just back and forth with some things, and all of a sudden I realized something doesn't make sense. This is not normal. This is something that is either unprofessional, it doesn't make sense. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized it. I had this feeling come over me. You're just being used. And you know, God does allow this to come. Something that I was hoping could possibly be. But the more I think about it, the longer it progresses, the more I realize. God doesn't make mistakes. I have this gut feeling. And then the circumstances don't line up. So the answer is very clear then. Don't try and override your gut feeling. Don't try and override the circumstances. I love what he said. If those three don't line up, do not go after this. Don't go in this direction. The captain said, if those three lights line up, I know my direction is very clear. And I go in, and there's my destination. God does the same. For you and I. He doesn't make mistakes. The problem is this. We human beings think God needs help. We try and exuberant speed up God. It never works. Never worked for Abraham. Abraham tried to speed up God's promise. We know what happened. If we read all the history of Abraham, God said no. I will still promise. I will keep my promise. Till 25 years later. God still came true. Direction. Just follow me. Just go the direction I'm telling you to go. I have a destination in mind for you. And it will happen there. Oswald Saunders says, I think this is tremendous, he says. I tried to gather all the information and all the facts that are involved in the decision. And then I weigh them up, then I pray over them in the Lord's presence and trust the Holy Spirit to sway my mind in the direction of God's will. And God generally guides my presenting reasons to my mind for acting in a certain way. It is true. God is not going to withhold an answer. It might not be what you want, but this principle here works. Take all the information, look at everything, bring it to the Lord. The Lord will make your direction clear. He said, I will. Psalms 119, verse 105. I'm coming to a close here. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, the more I thought about this verse, the more I realized, what more do I want? What more do I want? Thy word, he said, is a lamp unto my feet. The writer is coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. When I did all the studying and reading on it, it led you in the darkest places in the back then days. The Bible is when they had no high philosophy flashlights. They had a little wicker. It said this, they only had enough light on that little wicker to direct the very next step. Not 500 feet ahead of the flashlights we have nowadays. No, one step at a time. That's the picture it's giving us here in this verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, one step at a time, and a light unto my path. It's illuminating my path, and it gives light to my feet as I'm walking in the direction you're asking, as you're calling us. We are walkers through the city of this world, and we are often called to go out into its darkness. That is true. Let us not venture there without the light-giving word, lest we slip with our lives. Do you see how powerful the word of God is to give us that light we need in this dark world? The older I'm getting, the more I realize the world is getting darker and darker. And only one thing I can say, the more we need the light of God's word to help us in this dark world that we're living in. But are we going there for that direction, what he just said? When we lose our bearings in life, we can trust our God who gives his trustworthy word as our compass, using it to lead us into deeper fellowship with him. He will direct you and me. Our Heavenly Father knows it's difficult to navigate life. It is. It's very difficult to navigate life by ourselves. I drift sometimes. Do you drift sometimes? But I will trust in you. Lead me and guide me by thy faithfulness and reliability of your word. It's a GPS. It's a compass that will never fail. I had to, as I was going through this, I don't know what year it was, but there was a long time as they were roaming the ocean, they only had two directions. That was north and south on a compass. It said these two directions were easy for them to understand, but their understanding of north, east and west was incredibly difficult. And I don't know how many years it took later until a wise clocksmith designed a compass that has four directions. Can you imagine being on the ocean and you have two directions, north and south? I would be scared because all I see is water. Where am I going? That's the picture. God's compass will direct you in all directions. In closing, I have two more things here. Like the mariners of old, we need a constant guide to help us find our way and stay on course. That's what happens when we seek the Lord day by day with an open heart and a willing spirit that says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 32, verse 8, in closing. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. When I came across this verse, it gives me everything I need. I will instruct thee, he said, and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my very own eyes. That is God to you, young people, today. I hope that what I shared is an encouragement. A lot of it applied to my own life. Navigating through life is not always easy. Depends who you listen to. If you listen to those who've walked before you, it can be a lot easier. And then, the number one thing, God's Word will always direct us. Let's remember this. God's timetable is not our timetable. He doesn't delay. God's delays are never God's denials. The direction you're searching, seeking for, and some of you here sitting, not wrong, to be seeking and searching for a life's partner. These things are all normal, and it's good, but let God direct you. He will not make a mistake. As I was reading through some of my other notes this morning, it said this, to look for this in your life, God knows exactly what you need and who you need in this aspect of life. You might see it from this perspective, but God sees from His perspective. Let it be God's way. He will never make a mistake, and the outcome will be so much sweeter. If you're venturing here, even on business, world, jobs, and all those things, it's good to have a good paying job. But does it affect the walk you're on? Does it? Let God redirect if He needs to. I walk on all of these things, so I know how it feels. And then, what I can leave with you is take to heart what God is saying to you in His Word. I will be with you until life's journey end. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Don't be scared to bring all those life's directions and decisions to the Lord in prayer. You can avoid a lot more difficulties than we faced. We never had what you have. We didn't have the opportunity you all have. So I want to leave this with you. The Lord bless you.